with 3 simple steps. Ollie will create a personalized story for your kids, making story time the best family bonding time. Visit www.meetollie.com to learn more. But now, let's go on adventure. Jimmy and Ashley went to the park to play tennis. While there, they noticed that one of the kids was eating while holding his spoon in his left hand. For Jimmy and Ashley, it looked strange because in their family everyone is eating using their right hand. Jimmy asked the boy if it was hard to eat with his left hand. But the boy answered that it was not and he is just left-handed.
Left-handed?
Asked Ashley.
We don't know what it means. Probably we should ask our parents,
added Jimmy. Jimmy and Ashley went to their parents and asked them about left-handed people. What do you mean? Jimmy's mother asked her son.
There is a boy at the park who eats with his left hand.
Jimmy's father explained that there are people who are left-handed because they are born that way. They are not different from right-handers except that they use their left hand instead of the right one to do things like eating, writing, throwing a ball, and so on. Left-handers are not weaker than right-handers, but some people think they are. That night, Jimmy and Ashley continued to talk about left-handed people.
In our family, everyone is right-handed.
We are.
It's good to be right-handed.
Yes, it is.
The next day, Jimmy and Ashley went to visit a friend who is a very knowledgeable person. They asked her if she knew any successful people who were born as left-handers. This friend explained that most famous musicians are right-handed. But some famous ones are southpaws too, such as Bob Dylan, who was a singer-songwriter, and Eminem, who is a rapper and songwriter. Then she pointed out that almost half of all artists were born as southpaws. She went on to list various writers from different time periods who were southpaws: Stephen King, Ian Fleming, Oscar Wilde, Ernest Hemingway, Charles Dickens, Jane Austen, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Henry James, Mark Twain, W.B. Yeats, and Edgar Allan Poe. Phew, that was a long list. But their friend is not done yet. Benjamin Franklin, a politician, Aristotle and Socrates, philosophers. Even Julius Caesar was born as a southpaw. Lastly, she added something even more surprising, that some people are ambidextrous, which means they can use their left hand and right hand equally well. And Albert Einstein was believed to be such a person. After that discussion, Ashley and Jimmy started to see left-handed people everywhere. In magazines, school books, and on TV, most of the people in those pictures were left-handed baseball players and tennis players. Sometimes, they are left-handed presidents and famous musicians. One day Ashley said to Jimmy,
"What if everyone in the world was left-handed?"
Jimmy looked at her in amazement.
"That would be terrible."
"What do you mean by terrible? Do you know what would happen?"
"I know what would happen. You would be writing with your left hand and eating with your left hand. You wouldn't be able to throw a ball using your right hand. You would have to learn to do everything with your other hand."
"That's true, but I like the idea of all people being left-handed because then everything would be so different and so fun. What if we made a petition to the government of the United States and suggested a law that everyone should learn how to use their left hands instead of their right hands? We could say in our petition that by doing this we can save gasoline because there will be no need for cars that only drive on the right side of the street. People will lose weight because they can only eat using their left hands, and there will be less homework because we will be writing so slow with our hands."
Ashley paused for a long moment without saying anything, then she suddenly said excitedly,
"Yes, I think I'm going to start writing with my left hand immediately."
She went into her room and came back with an envelope in her left hand, but once she had sat down again, she realized something.
"Wait, but it would be impossible for me to put on makeup using my left hand."
Jimmy laughed.
"Then maybe you shouldn't try changing things too much at once.